Please go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. I think that makes sense. Let's just keep the numbering. Let's take out paragraph 5. I don't think it really adds a great deal because the dimensions and the other specifications are set out further below. So yes, let's do that. I think it's a good idea. If I can respond to a couple of the other points that were raised concerning whether it should be silver. Yeah, I take the point. It could be that in particular cases, it doesn't fit the livery of the rolling stock. So perhaps we could say plate be silver or some other suitable color, but I think we'd have to come up with a concept which makes it clear that it has to be readable. So there has to be a contrast with the lettering, but I'm sure we can come up with some wording to deal with that. And then concerning the type of material, I think Mr. Levack is right. There is always a risk of defacement. And of course, that is a risk anywhere. Vandalization, unfortunately, is a hazard today on rolling stock. Graffiti is not uncommon. I wonder whether we shouldn't have, therefore, rather than actually specify a type of material, that we should make it clear that the material has to be resistant as much as possible to defacement or graffiti or other corruption, if you like, of the plate. Concerning who issues the plates, we've always said to the registrar, and at the end of the day, this is not our decision, but we've said to the registrar, look, one thing that you could offer as a service is that when you allocate orifice numbers, you could offer standard metal plates in a form that everybody's happy with the number embossed on it. And I have no reason to believe that they won't do that. I think they will. On the other hand, we don't want to create an impediment for operators, particularly who may not be close to Luxembourg. Imagine an operator in Indonesia, for example, and it may take some while for the plates to get to him. Perhaps it would be better that he can create his own plates. We've never thought that that would be mandatory. It would be an option which the registrar could offer. And on the other hand, also, we had in mind that gradually manufacturers would just automatically produce the Orvis number on the side of the wagon. In other words, as they take it out of the production line, they allocate an Orvis number, put it on one of their standard plates on the side of the rolling stock. And so it comes pre-equipped, just like your computer sometimes comes pre-equipped with various features, which you may use and you may not, but it's there anyway. And the marginal cost for manufacturers just to put on another small plate on both sides of the rolling stock, particularly if they're doing it in great quantity, is a real advantage that they can do it. So I think that we would certainly expect that the registrar will offer that as a facility, but I can't guarantee it. But on the other hand, I don't think we should make it mandatory. Firstly, I think that's beyond the scope of these rules anyway. But secondly, we want to give as much flexibility as possible for people both near and far to be able to comply with the rules as cost effectively as possible. Thank you.